Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. In a world filled with uncertainty and constant change, it is natural to seek stability and security. Many often look to external sources such as careers, relationships, or material possessions to fulfill their needs and provide a sense of well-being. However, looking through the Word of God, scripture after scripture proves that God is the source of everything we need. He is the perfect and on-time source for everything you could ever need or want. While the world may offer temporary solutions and fleeting pleasures, God's provision is everlasting. It transcends the limitations of time and circumstance. So, be inspired to put trust in His provision and to live in the abundance of His grace. In today's message titled, Don't Look at Any Source Other Than God, Evangelist Paul Acqua will help you renew your mind to become fully persuaded that God is your source.
Your source is your Father in heaven who never runs dry. When we talk about God being our source, you may ask, what's a source? A source is a supplier of something that we cannot produce on our own. For example, there is a source of gas or electric power so I can cook. When it's dark, you can go to this little switch on the wall and flick it on, and then you have light in the house, all because a source of electricity is coming into your home. We have entertainment at the click of a button watching TV. Why? Because a source of power is coming into your home. We can preserve our food in a fridge freezer and keep it cold. We can cook it on the stove, all because there is a source of power coming into our house. And we don't even realize it in the day-to-day until there is a storm and the power goes out. A storm comes into the area and knocks down some electric wires, so you don't have power. And then we realize how much we need that power source in our lives. Our lives are filled with sources. Mobile phone or smartphone is another source of information. How that happens is because a source of information technology coming into our phones. We don't think about it until our battery dies or until our phone freezes on us. We go to work and we get paid, and that allows us to pay for all the other sources in our lives. Sources make our lives easier, enjoyable, and productive. However, these sources that we rely on so often are subject to shortages. They are subject to interruptions and can be limited in supply at times. We all know that. We rely on food sources, but if there is a period of drought, the farmers don't have very much produce. You would go to the grocery store or supermarket to get something and it wasn't there because the source ran out. See? So I'm telling you today, don't limit your finance and all these other sources to anything that you see. Any so-called earthly sources are not resources. They are all channels, you see. Your source is your Heavenly Father, and He never runs dry. If you plug into this eternal supply, you will never run out. I'm telling you today. We need to think about the fact that it is the Lord Almighty who is our source. If you really got a revelation of who it is, that's our Father, who has redeemed us, that would change the way you look at things and your expectations. Some people live their lives with such low expectation because they just feel like God is limited in what He can do, and so they look at other things as their source. And that's not the right thing to do. The problem is most people think they have to be their own source, or they rely on another human to be their source for everything. Yes, God has equipped each and every one of us with talents and gifts. He's placed in each of us the ability to do something of significance in this world. It's amazing when we are functioning in our gifts and using our talents to be productive in this world. However, when we strictly rely on our own gifts, on our own talents, on our own abilities, and ourselves to be the source, we have limitations. We need to know that. And I'm sure, my friend, you are aware. The reason being that we can only do so much on our own, because there are seasons of life when our human sources have a shortage or an eruption, something outside our control. Maybe you lose your job and you cannot find another one. That's an example. Maybe you are going through a painful life season, a loss of a loved one, a bad medical report, a hard or painful divorce. Maybe something is going on with your kids or your parents, and all of a sudden our control of our source is limited. There is a shortage. It's gone now. What do we do? The sources are subject to shortages and interruptions and can be in limited supply, my friend, but not when you rely on God to be the source of your supply. When we put our trust and security into something bigger than ourselves, like God, He cannot be taken from us. Our job shouldn't be our source. It's a blessing, but it's not our source. God is our source. Our wives and husbands, as much as a blessing as they are, and we cannot picture our lives without them, but they are not our source for security. They are not our source for happiness, for love, for joy. They are not our source, my friend. A man or woman could never be your source for true happiness. They will always fall short. Your kids, as much as you love them, they cannot be your source of joy. God is your source of joy. As much as you rely on our parents and love them, and they look out for us, and they are there for us, it's a blessing, but they cannot be our source. God is the source of our supply. He is a never-ending source. Hallelujah. Maybe you've even found yourself successful in life in a lot of areas. It's still not going to be fully complete until God is filling the void in your life and is becoming your source for joy, your source for happiness, fulfillment, and purpose. God is our source. The Bible has got a lot to say about God being our source. You all know this scripture that, "And my God will supply all your needs according to His riches in glory in Christ Jesus." Everything comes from God. Everything exists by His power, and everything is intended for His glory. For of Him and through Him and to Him are all things. To Him be glory forever. That's what the Bible says. Let me read 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 6 in the Amplified Bible. "Yet for us there is but one God, the Father, who is the source of all things, and we exist for Him, and one Lord, Jesus Christ, by whom all things that have been created, and we believers exist and have life and have been redeemed through Him." Hallelujah. So you see, "Yet for there is only one God, the Father, who is the source of all things." God is the source of all things. All this power, gas power, electric power, whatever, they are just channels. God is the source of all things. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Psalm 121 that, "I look up on the mountain, from where will my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth." That's what David was saying. He said, "I looked up onto the mountain, from whence will my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth." He is our source. "Now to Him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above what we expect or even ask." We know this from Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. He is our source. He works through us, but He is the source of our supply. Yes, we can go far on our own. He's equipped us to be successful in this world. He wants us to have initiative and to do things, but we are limited without Him. He is the one who can help us to go substantially, my friend. I love this Amplified Bible, which says, "Infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, He can do more than ever. He's always giving more. The Bible says in Romans 11:36 that all things originate with him and come from him. All things originate with him and come from him. Hallelujah. Psalm 23 verse 1, which is a popular psalm, look at what he says. In the Amplified, he says, "The Lord is my shepherd, to feed, to guide, and to shield me. I shall not want." You know, I could go on and go on with various scriptures that are saying God is our source. But let me read Psalm 23 verse 1 again in the New King James Version and in the NIV Version. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." New King James Version. Then the NIV says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing." You may say, how? And it's possible. God can supply that you will lack nothing, both material, spiritual, and physical. I'm telling you, he's our shepherd. It would be just to say he's our God, that he's our source. He's the top of the food chain. He is almighty. He's our master. We are his slaves. There are all kinds of things that we could say. But to say that he's our shepherd, you know, the shepherd tends for the sheep. He cares for the sheep. God loves you and he is out to protect you and promote you. He is our source, my friend. He is your everything. He is your joy, your peace, your happiness, your provision, your protection. And that means everything. The Lord is your shepherd and the God of addition and multiplication, not subtraction. He will always give you more. Whatever God has done in your life, let me tell you today, regardless of how good it is, there is always something better to come. He is our resource. God never runs out of blessings. He can always provide more. Hallelujah. Jesus said in John chapter 16, verse 33, that "these things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace." That's what Jesus is saying to you and me. I'm telling you right now, if you are looking to any source other than Jesus for peace, you are going to end up empty. The government cannot give you peace. The United Nations cannot give you peace. People you know, as wonderful as they can be, cannot give you peace. It's better to trust in the Lord than to trust in princes. There is no peace anywhere else. People can fail us. People can disappoint us. But Jesus is the Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. And glory to his mighty name. Christ is here to give you hope, to give you peace, to give you joy. Don't look anywhere else for these things apart from Jesus Christ. Maybe you don't have peace when you think about all your shortcomings and your failures. It doesn't matter who you are and what you have done. Jesus looks past your failures and mistakes. He's able to look past your sins, your class, your race. He is here to show you his grace. Jesus treats everyone with honor and respect. Are you living a miserable life? He will give you peace and hope. You probably feel God has abandoned you, or maybe God is angry with you, or he has given up on you. That's not true. Jesus wants to reveal himself to you through this message. He wants you to know that he can be your source if you put your trust in him. Your heavenly Father will be your source. You don't have to be self-reliant. You don't even have to rely on anything to be your source. Jesus is telling you right now, I will be your source. God will be your source. I will meet your needs and become your source today. I will completely redeem you today. Hallelujah. So if you have not received Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, now is the time to do so. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, "Dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered all the judgment of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead, and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer request, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is all ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.